Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7, the Bible says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses, and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." Oh, how I wish that in 2024, the Lord Jesus Christ would come back at the rapture. Wouldn't it be great if this were the year that Jesus were to come back? That excites me, but it also saddens me. We have a lot of people who would miss his coming, or they'll die and believe the devil's lie and end up in hell unless we get busy. The thought of heaven excites me. We'll get to see Jesus. We'll get to see our friends and our loved ones who have gone before us. No more sickness. No more pain. No more death. No more heartache. No more bad news. No families broken up or children's breaking a mama and a daddy's heart. No more, preacher, it's cancer. No more fussing and fighting. No more parents breaking children's hearts. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, what a glorious day that will be. I'll be honest with you. I'm tired of this sinful human life. I'm tired of the heartache, the attacks, the slander, and the effects of sin. I don't enjoy the lack of justice that we give one another, nor the pain we inflict on one another as sinners. I get tired of those who appear spiritual, who lead themselves and others astray. I'm tired of failing. I'm tired of not being able to be all that God needs me to be. As I read about these end days here in 2 Timothy chapter 3, and how that God will one day pour out his wrath on the earth in the tribulation against the devil and those that are here, I get excited about God finally defending himself. But it's not about us. It's all about God. I see how wonderful it will be when we get to the beauty of eternity and no clouds of sin to discolor or distaste it. But until that day comes, the Bible says we must live in perilous times. These perilous times are not happy times. There are times of danger, fierceness, days of protest and anger. This is a dangerous and evil and nasty world. But may I just say something? Praise God for perilous times. I'm not saying that I enjoy the evil and the filth and the danger and the violence and the general godlessness of our day, but I am saying that as the world gets worse and worse, we're closer to Jesus coming back in the rapture. Praise God for perilous times. You don't have to watch the news or read the news very long to hear about the dangerousness of our world. Murder, rape, violence, terrorism, war, the legalization of drugs, the immorality and the sodomites and their rights and et cetera, et cetera. Christianity and the Bible are now bad and offensive. Praise God for perilous times. As the news and the difficulty of the days increased, let's thank God for those perilous times, because that means Jesus' return is that much sooner. Let me help you today with a couple thoughts here. What are these perilous times like? Well, the Bible says, first of all, that people will be lovers of their own selves, selfish. We live in a selfish world. Let's take care of me first, old number one. What I want is most important. Others shouldn't have more than me, and I'm going to take it if I can't get it by earning it. Let's steal from stores, and let's not stop people from shoplifting. Those are people who are lovers of their own selves. Then, covetous. We want what other people have. We want what we have not earned. Because someone else has something doesn't mean we should have it. Covetous means you desire to have something someone else has, and we live for what somebody else has. Let's not live in covetousness. Number three, boasters. This is a world that lives wanting prestige. People want title and position. There used to be a day where the term secretary was an honored position. Now you have to be called an administrative assistant. You see, we want prestige with a title. The world wants rewards and awards. We have this sports mentality to where every 10-year-old thinks that they're going to be the next pro athlete. Well, 29/1,000ths of 1% of young people will end up in pro sports. But I will tell you this, 100% of every child will stand before God one day. What most people call accomplishment is barely doing what is expected of them. Number four, proud. That means full of self. My way or no way. Making people see life through my eyes, not God's or leadership's eyes. It's me lifting myself up to the level of God. Blasphemers, these who are people who have wrong doctrine and teach that Jesus is not who he said he is. Disobedient to parents. Look at the way young people are being brought up in our public schools, are saying that you don't have to have mom and dad's permission for anything. Unthankful. What an ungrateful society we have. Let's get back to common thankfulness. Unholy. These are people who hate God. We have to include all faiths. We have to include culturalism. Without natural affection. That's the sodomite, the LGBTQ, I call it the alphabet soup crowd. Parents giving up children so they can do drugs, and children divorcing parents. Truce breakers. Look at all the people who can't keep their word. False accusers. Welcome to social media and the media and everything else. The internet. Fierce. Those are violent people. Traitors. Disloyal. Heady and high-minded. Education is the god of this world. And lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Hey, may I say something? As our world draws closer to Jesus' coming, praise God for perilous times. Let's have a great day, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.